September 16. Can food and drink really ruin a person's life? Listen to what Solomon says in Proverbs 23, verses 19 to 21. Listen, my son, and be wise, and set your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat, for drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. In Louisiana, we love to eat because the food is so good. I don't drink because I'm a McCall, and we tend to be alcoholics. For us, it is clearly better to abstain totally. Most people would recognize that alcohol is dangerous, but food? Doctors would point out that overeating is a great health risk. Solomon points out that gluttony is costly two ways. First, it takes a lot of money to overeat. Food is expensive, and the more food you eat, the more it costs. This seems to be particularly true when we try to eat healthy, but eating unhealthily also is expensive in increased health cost. Second, gluttony, as well as drunkenness, takes away our alertness to work. Many people call in sick on Mondays with the brown bottle flu. Overeating at lunch can make you drowsy, as anyone who's eaten a Thanksgiving dinner can attest. Dr. Garrett says, those who live like Shakespeare's Falstaff soon exhaust their resources. Christians should note that both drunkenness and gluttony are condemned. We often eschew the former and practice the latter. Let's pray. Father, your Son taught us that you know our needs even before we ask. He taught us to ask for our daily bread. Keep us from the dangers of both alcohol and gluttony. Amen.